It is time to check in with Marianne Combs from NPR News for the Weekend Arts Roundup. Good morning, Marianne.
Good Thursday morning to you.
Nice to see you.
Always happy to be here.
All right, so we have a jam-packed with choices here today. Now, you know, we've mentioned the Internet Cat Video Festival.
Oh, yes.
We've been talking about that an awful lot.
Let's give you some other options.
Yeah, other options just in case you can't get anywhere near the Walker Arts Center tonight because it's so busy.
All right. Well,
okay, what else is going on?
You have so many options. It's crazy. You could head over to the Southern Theater tonight or tomorrow night or Saturday night for Rhythmically Speaking 2014. This is a bunch of really cool choreographers coming together and showing off their latest ideas. And it's all about rhythm in dance. So it's really, you get a lot of different styles that bring together, say, hip hop or tap and all these different things that come together. So you've got B-Boy Jay Sun, Aaron Liebharb, you've got Joanne Spencer, Voice of Culture Drum and Dance.
Oh,
and
man.
It's a great group.
That is fantastic.
It's an amazing amount of rhythmic dance from all different angles.
I was going to say, that's a pretty diverse kind of kaleidoscope of styles you're getting there.
Exactly. And it's all going to make you want to move, you know?
Southern Theater.
It's at the Southern Theater tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday.
Okay.
Rhythmically Speaking 2014.
All right.
Then say you want some masterworks in your life. You can head on over to the Minneapolis Institute of Arts for Marks of Genius 100 Extraordinary Drawings, although I hear it's actually 106 if you count them. Because they got some last minute additions to the collection that they just couldn't resist. This is the result of, the MIA has a rather large works on paper collection. They've got their prints. They've got thousands and thousands and thousands of prints. And then they have their watercolors, pastels, and drawings. And these, they have like 2,600 of these. And a curator, one of the curators, one of the curators went in and took a look at this, and basically they went through and they vetted them all, and she said, we found mold, we found fakes, but we also found some really good
well, they did
stuff.
some good inventory.
Exactly.
Really get
so,
straight what they had.
Yeah, so they have work by Degas, Gainsborough, they have Egon Schiele, they have Klimt, Roy Lichtenstein, Ed Ruscha, Henri Matisse, so you got a little bit of everything there.
Big names.
Big names. Some amazing works. Some of them are on like butcher paper. It's an amazing masterwork. It's on this brown butcher paper.
Wow, amazing.
And you just think, So, pretty
right
cool.
Here in your town.
Exactly. That's running through September 21st at the MIA. And it's featuring all works from the MIA's permanent collection. Things you don't normally get to see on the walls that are down below in the depths. Mm-hmm. So, pretty cool. All right. One of my favorite concepts, Mixed Precipitations Picnic Operettas, where they take an operetta and they perform it out in a community garden or in some other bucolic setting, and then they like pass around trays of lovely food while people sing out in the garden and people sit on the hillside and enjoy.
Uh-huh.
And so this year, tonight, they start their new season with King Arthur. It's Henry Purcell's 1684 English Baroque opera, but they're punking it up.
Ooh,
it is a
really
punk retelling. And it's going to be, it features the Knights of the Round Table, and it's all sorts of stuff.
Lots of piercings.
Yes, there'll be black magic. There'll be a super joust. And all sorts of stuff featuring great, lovely music outdoors with food and just punk. Punk.
Nice
Baroque
twist.
Baroque and punk together. I just can't wait. And then, want a little more culture in your life, you can stop by the Como Conservatory. Last but not least, they have their annual lantern lighting ceremony. And there's a whole history around the spirits about this. This is celebrating Obon, which is an important Japanese cultural holiday in which ancestral spirits are said to show up and visit your family for 3 days.
Whoa.
Yeah. So they come and pay their respects. And so you pay your respect.
Well, what do you do to prepare?
You can put out offerings of food and drink on a tray before little household altars. You can go visit them at their gravesite. You can light lanterns to help guide them home. And at the end of Obon, you light lanterns to help lead them back.
Wow.
Yeah. So very cool. And then the whole lantern lighting ceremony is accompanied by a whole bunch of other cool Japanese cultural events. There's going to be Taiko drumming, of course. We're going to have Koto, Japanese sitar. There are bamboo flutes, traditional and contemporary dance and singing, martial arts, ikebana, which, you know, is Japanese flower arranging, origami, all this stuff.
Does one presume that this is strictly in the Zen garden out there at the...
No. There's all sorts of stuff going on all over the gardens.
Okay.
It's from 3, and do I have that time right? 3 p.m. starts at 3, runs until 9 o'clock, and it's all over. There'll be live entertainment in the Como Ordway Memorial Japanese Garden and main stage.
So they're taking use of more of the space there.
Yeah, exactly. But there's a lot of the lantern lighting's in the Japanese garden and frog pond.
Well, that is enough of a beautiful space as it is. And
this
sounds like exactly, quite frankly, what I need for my soul right now.
Yeah, a little bonsai, a little ikebana, a little origami, a little folding.
Sounds like good for the nerves.
Really nice way to, to reflect on your family, to reflect on those that have passed. And
it's like the Day of the Dead kind of thing.
Yeah, All Saints Day.
Yep, you got it.
In the Catholic Church is what I was brought up to celebrate.
Yeah.
I was just thinking, though, you know, if you have the lanterns leading to your house and your, you know, relatives that have passed, so they're coming for 3 days.
Yeah.
You know they never just stay 3 days. They never stay 3 days. It's always longer. You have to get extra bright lanterns to lead them back to the afterlife.
Hopefully they won't be complaining about the food that you're leaving for them.
No. Yeah.
Marianne, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Lovely choices.
As always.
This weekend. So Marianne Combs, who is from Minnesota Public Radio News, check out the State of the Arts blog over at nprnews.org, joins us every Thursday morning, and we'll send her away here in the proper fashion with lanterns.